Hello, my name is Amber Perry, and I'm with the 2011 Upward Bound Summer Program hosted on the campus of Southeastern Louisiana University, and this following podcast is from our journalism class. My iPod is full of songs from every genre imaginable, so when I decided to do a show about my favorite songs, I wanted it to be different, and I chose a topic I knew would be interesting: cover songs. Better than a remix or a sample, a cover song allows an artist to pay homage to the original artist. And without further ado, here are my top five. Number five, Butterflies by Marsha Ambrosius. Okay, so Ambrosius wrote the song for Michael Jackson's 2001 album, Invincible. And that really doesn't make it a cover per se, but I'm going to go ahead and say it is. Michael's version is a little more smoother, while Marsha's has more of a dance element to it, and I just love the beat. Whenever I'm in my car, I can just do a little bang head bounce, and it really gets me hyped.
Ah, for the first time, you and I, show me what you do for me,
you
anything
for me.
We'll lie, don't try to hide your nature, no other girl.
Number four, There'll Never Be by Silk. Bobby DeBarge and the band Switch made this song famous in 1978. Although I'm in love with the 70s funk version, there's something about Silk's simple beat that gets me. It's not a cappella, but there's just like this one instrument or two instruments that's playing in the background, and it really brings the song out, and you can really hear the lyrics and the group's voices, although Switch's has more music to it.
When I feel what I feel, sometimes it's hard to tell you so. You may not be in the mood to learn what you think you know. There are times when I find you wanna keep yourself from me.
Number three, At Your Best by Aaliyah. Although I never thought Aaliyah was a great vocal talent, this cover song really highlights her sweet vocals. This is a cover of Isley Brothers' song, and it's really good. And I like Aaliyah because she stays within her vocal range, and the song is really good. Number two, The Beautiful Ones, Mariah Carey and Drew Hill. It's 1984 and Prince is on stage, singing his heart out to Apollonia to choose him over a rival, Morris Day. He says, "Do you want him or do you want me? Because I want you." For Prince, it's the beautiful ones who hurt him always and every time. So it's no surprise that Mariah and Drew Hill add just a little bit of R&B flavor to this rock staple. And it is really, really good. And I like this cover song because they really don't change the beat or the tempo or anything. They just sing the song just like it was played in 1984.
A place where I can find happiness. A place close to your loveliness. Somewhere to rest my aching mind.
There's no time.
Your love is divine.
Heaven wants me.
and for my number one song, it's really not a number one singular song, but okay, I'm just gonna get to it. I love me some D'Angelo. Despite his current legal condition and drug use, I will stand by his music. Each album, D'Angelo has at least one cover song. Cruising by Smokey Robinson is on his Brown Sugar album. Feel Like Making Love by Roberta Flack was off his Voodoo album. And in 2007, another album was leaked of just cover songs ranging from Al Green to the Ohio Players to Prince. It was really hard for me to choose one, but I had to go with his Ohio Players cover, Heaven Must Be Like This. It is really awesome and it's really sweet. Well, I hope you guys enjoy this little quick podcast. Post some replies about what are your favorite cover songs, and I hope you get a listen. All right, bye.